Welcome to a 20-episode miniseries at the Texas Robotics Summit, hosted by our friends at Granite Defense. We dive into the evolving world of drones and robotics in public safety aviation through 20 fantastic conversations with leaders across public safety from the fire service, law enforcement, EMS operations, wildlife management, and more. We explore the challenges, advancements, and the critical role of technology in enhancing emergency services operations. A special thanks to the sponsor of the Smart Firefighting Podcast, WS Darling Company, for making this podcast possible. Enjoy the show. All right, it is day two of the Texas Robotics Show, and I'm sitting here alongside Greg Larry, head of sales at Pivotal. Greg, how you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for inviting us.
So for those of us not here at the Texas Robotics Show, tell us what's going on around us.
First of all, it's a stunning day, and there's a lot of activity with public safety agencies all over the world, coming from Europe and all over the United States, both EMS, fire, police, sheriff, just learning how to use technology in very unique ways.
Yeah, it's really a special energy. It almost feels like I relate it to like Christmas morning or Disneyland. You just see everyone like this energy and they're just kind of running off their different schedules. So the Granite Defense team and Preston and Tom, they've really done a fantastic job pulling this together.
Yeah. And, you know, kudos to Vol Montgomery for allowing this group to use this ranch, at least, you know, for the last 5 years. He's a big supporter of public safety and kudos to him.
Yeah, absolutely. So for those of us who don't know Pivotal, and I didn't know Pivotal until I was walking to the main stage and I see this. It looks like a helicopter, but it's a individual type quadcopter. But I guess I don't even know that's the best way to describe it without me butchering it. What is Pivotal?
Pivotal, the company's been in existence for about 12 years, and it has utilized its perennial R&D platform called Blackfly, which we're very well known for on social media. And the company has made a decision to take that platform. We recently renamed the company from Opener to Pivotal. And Blackfly has now become Helix, and that's what you see out there. It's a personal aerial vehicle that has also been used in remotely piloted and unmanned capabilities. So the reason why we're here is to just get feedback from public safety agencies centered around that platform and what their potential use cases could be for it and how it could apply in their daily lives and saving lives, you know, putting out fires, using it for search and rescue. It's a platform that has many use cases, and we're just seeking input.
I mean, so I was walking by it and was thinking, like, would I put myself in that? And I'm like, well, I take commercial planes, and I've been in a helicopter before. But so is it a fully functioning product right now,
or is it? It is a fully functioning product. Technically, it's an eVTOL, electric vertical takeoff and landing. So the aircraft is all electric. Currently flies about 20 miles, 20 minutes. And with Helix represents the production intent version that is currently for sale. We have sold several Blackfly aircraft under an early adopter program. And that's for us to study the process end to end. And so with Helix, we recently announced its public availability on January 9th at CES. And so deposits have been made. Those aircraft are slated for delivery to personal and private individuals in and around the June, July, August timeframe. And as it relates to public safety agencies, that's a bit of a strategic vision that we have and looking for the feedback again from folks. And to answer your question in terms of would you get in it, well, there's the aircraft was designed with several safety features built into it. You and I didn't have a chance really to go through it one-to-one, but this is a good opportunity to give you an idea of the insight and depth and breadth of what the organization has done over those 12 years, and that there's three different flight computers, of which all three talk to each other, but you really only need one, and it's for safety reasons, failover reasons. There are three airspeed indicators, three GPS pucks on it, two joysticks, just a multitude of other safety features like floats. If you're flying over an amphibious, a lake or a river or, you know, wide open ocean in between island hops or something along those lines. If there is an emergency, you can let down in a steady sea state and have a successful outcome. And then there's also a ballistic parachute that's built into the aircraft, much like Cirrus does and several other aircraft on today's market.
So we're still early in the show, and I guess you're still fairly early into this public safety foray, but what's been some of the feedback from police and law and EMS at the show so far?
I'm really pleased that where we price the aircraft has been very well received by them. It's publicly available now from a range of $190,000 to $260,000. But when you look at how the aircraft could be used compared to what's being used today in terms of helicopters and manned assets that go into perilous situations, you know, you're risking a very expensive asset, but more importantly, the lives that are on that. So this gives a unique opportunity for an agency to take risk or mitigate that risk with an aircraft that's, you know, if it is a treatable, it's a very low cost aircraft comparative to that, and you don't put lives in danger.
And one phrase you said earlier that struck a chord with me was a perennial R&D. When you say that and kind of this whole, the backbone, the pivotal, like what does perennial R&D mean to pivotal?
Well, it just means perfecting the art of electric VTOL flight in with a fixed wing configuration. It's unlike anything that exists today. So when you look out here at this ranch, you see a lot of quadcopters and octocopters, and a lot of personal aerial vehicles that are in development or mimic those types of platforms. When you look at the Black Fly, it's or the Helix, it's a completely different looking aircraft in that it has fixed wings, and that allows us to take or gain efficiencies, and the motors work less hard in forward flight. So that's what makes it a bit unique. Going back to that perennial state, that takes a lot. It took us a fair amount of time to really perfect that, the art of that flight.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, you don't just create that overnight. It takes some blood, sweat, and tears, and some trial and fail, I imagine.
We have an incredible crew doing all that work still to this day.
Yeah.
And that's ongoing.
So it's March 2024. I mean, you mentioned you got some deliveries coming out in the near future. What's on the horizon, I guess, besides that, or what are the biggest priorities from a R&D perspective or kind of really customer exploration perspective?
Yeah, again, for this particular group, we're deeply interested in looking at how we can adapt. You know, we look at Helix as a platform, not just an electric VTOL, but truly a platform that can be built upon. Currently, we're flying under Part 103, ultralight, the FAA's rules under ultralight for individual pilots. So we can go beyond that. The aircraft is intended to have a 230-pound payload, which is pretty significant, given the fact that the aircraft only weighs 348 pounds. So
how much does it weigh?
348 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. So you take the aircraft under Part 103, and they limit aircraft weights to 248 with a ballistic parachute and the float sack. That gives us a 100-pound give from the FAA, and that gets us up to 348 pounds. So with a 230-pound pilot, you're looking at roughly a 600-pound aircraft that's extremely lightweight and capable. And so you take that platform and what the aircraft looks like and how it can be configured in both manned and unmanned mission sets. The feedback that we're getting is, well, let's now look at, you know, can we get two people in it? Can we get 400 or 500-pound payloads? And can we take those capabilities further and further distances? So those are the challenges that we look forward to solving going forward.
So the way it's set up now, it could be manned or unmanned?
It is, yeah. So the aircraft is in its R&D processes leading up to the development of Helix has been predominantly flown remotely piloted, and manned flight testing and female flight testing, quite frankly, because we have a lot of female pilots that are spectacular, have worked on the development of the human interface and experience, you know, the personal experiences of and the joy of flying and bringing that to the public today.
So what are your biggest obstacles and challenges that Pivotal is facing as a company today?
I think just developing the market. You know, we are one of the tip of the spear type companies and bringing a product that is very unique to market. There's a lot of people that have been following us for many, many years, and the feedback and reception that we've got is extremely heartening. We have several Pioneer owners that have already received the aircraft and are actively flying the aircraft today, giving us incredible feedback on how the aircraft can be perfected even more. And so it's very early stage in market development, and we can't wait to see what the future brings, both for us and our future customers.
Right on. And I guess any sort of, are you doing any demo of sorts here at the Texas Robotics Show, or is there any sort of kind of interactive experience that's going on here?
We have a full slate of public events that are in the process of being developed back in Palo Alto, where we're based. We made a decision not to fly here just for the simple fact that our test assets are super busy. We're in the process of training customers. We have a brand new customer in this week. So we want to make sure that those assets, that asset was available to those folks.
And if people wanted to get involved, learn more, contact, what's the best way to do that?
Call me or email me at Greg, G-R-E-G dot L-A-R-Y, Greg.Larry at pivotal.aero, A-E-R-O.
Cool. And I guess final things, if you have been kind of doing this of a mic drop of sorts of a comment, a question, a challenge, a favorite quote, doesn't even need to be necessarily related to Pivotal or drones for that matter. Any parting thoughts you could leave us with here today?
I just say look into the platform. It's a very unique and very fun and engaging way to fly. Under Part 103, you do not have to have a pilot's license, but we do train our pilots in a very detailed manner to the procedure, not to the person. And it's very doable. If you've ever wanted to fly, this is the platform to do it. We're saying it's about a 10-day process, give or take personal schedules and weather, but it's very, very doable to the common person.
Right on. Well, Greg, really fascinating to learn about Pivotal. I'm excited to stay in touch and see what's in store for Pivotal next.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, of course. Take care.
All right, bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this mini-series created at the Texas Robotics Summit, hosted by Granite Defense. Make sure to put this amazing event on your calendar for 2025. For this podcast episode, what'd you like? What'd you think? Drop us a comment on social media and let us know your favorite quote. Thanks for all that you do and have a great day ahead.